One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. We are your non-professional advice podcast. We are the brothers and sister you wish you had, but always wanted and never did have, but now you have them. I'm Jax.
I'm Sash.
I am Franco.
Currently every week because Sash is away and we're pre-recording these, so if something has happened in the world, we don't know about it, that's okay.
Yeah.
Every week we take your questions, we pop them into our little tube of advice, and we kind of
put it into
look into the, like a little
geometric
microscope.
Object with him, don't we?
We pop Let it under finish. The microscope and we look at it and we go, oh, look at that. Can we help you with that?
Oh, look at that.
I was going to go for a pirate theme, but then I couldn't commit that much, so I just went for normal.
Well, no, you went for scientific. We pop it under a microscope.
Yeah. I guess I went for scientific.
Your problems, listener, are so small. That's what he's saying.
No.
No, we take questions big, small,
not
or otherwise
true.
In between. I mean, I was going to start with like, hi there, we're the Can We Help You podcast, but then I didn't want to put on the voice for the whole time.
I think he might be a bit intimidated by my ChatGPT intros.
I think so. I think he's insecure.
I think he's a bit jealous.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel like that every intro has to be like one-upped, you know?
We have to build
the intro.
I disagree. Franco's the one who always complains about it despite the people having spoken multiple times that they don't mind the intro. It's fine. It's just quick and we're done and we move on. So that's Franco's job to bring something to it.
Okay. Maybe we could do like funny voices every week.
Okay. That can be your thing. I'll do the themed thing. You can do a funny voice.
I'm going to get sick of doing a funny voice.
Sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Eugenia Doubtfire, dear. I'm just going to continue
that
with
my
normal
good.
Voice. Thank you. I think I'm actually really good at impressions. Can we play an impressions game or an accent?
Okay.
Game?
What's your best impression?
No, I don't know. I'm not. I have to have heard them recently to be able to. I think I just have a knack for hearing something and being able to repeat it similarly.
What?
What if we come to you with like, I don't know, a bunch of viral TikToks or something and see how well you can copy them?
Oh, okay.
Give me a Joe Biden.
Oh, nah, that's hard. I don't know how to do Joe Biden.
What about an elbow, Anthony Albanese?
Nah, I don't want to. I've changed my mind. I don't want to play.
You suck.
Yeah.
You're clearly not that good at impressions.
I am. I just have to be like feeling it. I decided I'm not feeling it.
We've talked about me going to clown school before. I've thought about what, like becoming a ventriloquist in the past. What do you think about ventriloquism?
It's weird. Don't do it. Is it still a thing? Do people still hire ventriloquists? Like, surely not.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun to be able to do sometimes.
Okay. Do you want to give any? No, it's very visual.
Well, I can't do it. I can't throw my voice like that. But I think
I'm trying to think
learn
of like times I've been be glad I saw a ventriloquist. I can't.
Not once. I don't think I've ever seen a real ventriloquist. That's what I mean. It feels like an old school like magic trick. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It doesn't feel current. I feel like people don't pay for ventriloquists anymore.
It feels like it's just comedians who want to say racist things and get to blame it on the puppets. That's what it is to me.
I think that we should do, I think we should get sponsored and you guys should come here and we should all go to clown school.
Yeah, I'll go to clown.
I would really like to go to clown school, I
what
think.
Do they teach you at clown school? I mean, what's the top of
how
the
how to be clown?
Yeah, I know, but like what is the height of the industry in clown school?
What do they teach you in clown school?
I get what they teach you, but like, and then what? Do we go and work at a bunch of eight-year-old birthday parties?
Clowns need to learn how to put on makeup, perform physical acrobatics like riding a unicycle and squishing their bodies into tight spaces. They need to learn acting skills. You could put together such an education without clown school, but these are the basic skills that you will need.
Actually, I've just realized I did see a very impressive clown recently. It was at Cirque du Soleil, so that is a little
that's
bit
not a clown.
Yeah, of an exception. And like, yeah, he was kind of playing the clowny character, but he was also very acrobatic and impressive.
Yeah.
There's probably like three or four people in the world like that though. So I don't think that clown school will necessarily teach you everything you need to know.
LA is a hub apparently. A hub for clown schools.
Are you gonna throw in your podcasting career and go do that?
No, I'm going to do it like alongside the podcasting career.
On the weekends. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a side hustle.
He's just going to be a clown on the weekend.
How much does clown school cost?
Let's see. How much does clown school cost?
I'd also like to know how much you intend to make from being a clown and where you want to make this money. I don't see you as like
clown school, a
great children's performer, and I don't really know what other career options there are.
No.
Look at this. Sunday night series, Clown 1, new section announced September 11 to October 28. Oh, a little late now, but.
Yeah, too late. Yeah.
$399. Discounts available for previous Clown School participants.
Well, okay, so that's where it gets me. Why would you go again? You've gone to Clown School. Why would you go back to Clown School?
Maybe there's new tricks or something that it's like they get updated.
Cutting edge juggling techniques. Yeah.
This is the foundational class, and then you can go to other more specialized classes. So this is delve into the magical world of the clown, learn
clown
to meet an audience on equal terms, discover Clown 101, discover the energies inside you waiting to be tapped, relish the liberation of laughter, confront your fears and support your peers.
This sounds like a weird cult.
You'll be amazed how the clown inside you emerges into the limelight and experiences the pure pleasure of connection. Clown 1 is our foundational class and most popular offering. We're delighted to offer this and welcome a new generation of clowns into the fold.
I'm actually so interested. What do these people do? Like, what is their job? How do you make money as a clown? Where do you go?
I just go to people's parties.
I don't think I've ever seen a clown at a party. I went to a five-year-old's birthday party recently and they had like a kid's performer and the guy was dressed up as Batman. That makes more sense to me. What kid is saying, I want a clown at my party?
I think clowns are old school.
It's such a 50s thing. It's an old school thing, yeah.
Batman doesn't shoot you in the face with a water pistol, you know? That's quite boring.
He might if you asked him to.
Exactly. If you pay for him.
he doesn't have a little bow tie that goes, you know? I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, okay. Well, you go do that. Well, I support you if that's what you want to do with your life. I fully support you. And I support anyone else who wants to do it.
I support you just because I'm curious. I really want to know where you take this.
Yeah. I think we should do clown school.
No, I don't
want
to.
We should do clown school?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. You should. You can do it.
See, yeah, just like with any kind of school. If you go to a cooking class, the idea is you go there, you learn how to do something, and then you do it, you know, for your friends. You invite people over and you cook the thing that you learned to cook.
I could clown for you guys.
Where am I going to clown for my friends?
We could have a clown party.
We don't live in the same place. We can't.
Well, you guys could come visit and I could clown for you. I could...
You could start a TikTok.
Pull flowers out of your ear.
Maybe start a TikTok.
I could start a TikTok. I could be the clown on TikTok.
Yeah.
The TikTok clown.
I'm sure there are some clowns on TikTok. I'm going to dive right down this rabbit hole.
Do you know who I have been, who keeps popping up on my TikTok?
A clown?
Your mum.
My mum? She has a TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you not know this?
This
How am
amazing.
I getting your mum's TikToks and you're not?
What did she do on TikTok?
She was posting a bunch of your Rome stuff, actually, when you were away.
Okay.
There she is. She's got 23 followers.
Lovely.
She constantly pops up on my on my For You page.
Why?
I'm going to follow her. Followed.
Okay.
I don't know if she listens. Hi, Jane. Following you on TikTok. Can't wait to see what you post next.
Maybe we could turn my mum into a TikTok star.
Why not? Anyone can be a star these days.
Only nice people go and follow her. Any weirdos, don't follow her. I'll find you.
Oh, and her profile picture is you and Taylor. You and Taylor at your wedding. That's so nice. That's her profile picture.
Hey, while we're shouting people out, Kazoo the Clown on TikTok has 500,000 followers.
Oh, God.
And and seems to be as pretty much as good as you can get as a clown. So
could I be as good as Kazoo the Clown?
Kazoo the Clown seems very good. I mean, they seem to work at a circus, so that's a start. I don't think there are too many circus jobs going around.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Not in the traditional way.
How much does a circus pay?
I don't know. I've got no idea.
That's a very specific industry because the idea with it, it's kind of like being a carny, right? Like you set up the circus in a town and you perform and then you, So
then you move to the next town.
I'd assume not much, but you get a bunch of free accommodation and food and all of that.
I don't know how accurate this is, but this says the average pay range for a circus performer varies greatly. Oh, by as much as $30 an hour, I guess. The average salary is $62,286. Now, you're not going to, like, retire on that, but I think that's pretty good.
I guess it depends what you want to do, you know, with your life.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say quickly, just because I can't not say it, don't go to circuses with animals in them. They are cruel. And by animals, I mean elephants, tigers, lions, even ponies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No. Go to the animal-free ones. There's lots of great ones.
Yeah,
and if there's a circus where the clown kind of seems like there might be a bit of an animal, maybe stay away from that one too. You don't know where that clown's been.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Just saying. I've been to a circus in the past and the clowns sometimes can be a bit like, okay.
Or like drunk.
I don't know. I don't know where that clown's been, and I don't want to know where that clown's been.
Don't tarp clowns with that brush.
I'm curious what goes through your head. Like you've had this experience with clowns, and you keep talking about how you want to go to clown school. Is this what you aspire to be?
I want to be a clean clown.
Have you seen a bad clown, and you want to right their wrongs?
A nice clown.
Okay.
Clean clown.
Okay.
I don't want to be a carny clown. I want to be a clean clown.
Okay. I think we should move on from this discussion and get into a question.
Should we get to a question?
Definitely move on. Oh, my God, we should move on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, I got a question here from Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
And Ronnie actually has written, Ronnie writes, I've got a question. Question for you guys, literally guys, not Sasha, because I know what she's going to say.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to let you guys go first, but can I still give my opinion? And I want Ronnie to tell me if.
It kind of sounds like Ronnie doesn't want it, but yeah, sure.
No, but like I'm not. I just want to see if I say what they thought I was going to say.
Okay.
Go.
Ronnie writes, I started to date a new girl and she's a nurse. However, she's disclosed that as part of her job, she will have to put in catheters reasonably often, possibly up to twice a week. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable dating a girl who touches other men's penises so often. Am I a bad person? How do I get over this? P.S. before Sasha asks, if she was bi, yes, I would also be uncomfortable her doing the same to females.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything. Ronnie didn't want me to say anything.
Before we answer the question, is this like a stance that Sash has gone hard on before?
I don't think so.
Like, I know what you're going to say, but like...
Look, I think my... To me, like, I know straight away I knew what my answer was, but like, I don't... Well, am I that much of a shrieking banshee?
I know
like,
my answer as well. And yeah, you're a bad person. Like,
I'm a bad person.
That's a bit silly. No, not you. Not you. Oh. Ronnie is like, they're asking if they're a bad person. Like, yeah, that seems a bit silly.
But okay, you guys go first.
Sash is furiously nodding at me.
Shh, I'm not saying anything. You guys go.
I think Ronnie's looking for a bit of a, you know, a bit of a man perspective, I guess. And look, I will say, Ronnie.
Okay.
I know that there are people who perhaps a little insecure in this way. And, you know, you see it with actors, for example, like boyfriends of female actors who are like, oh, I'm not comfortable with you kissing another man on screen or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's her job. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't go to work every day going, oh, who can I bloody, you know, look at today? Who can I, you know?
Who can I insert a catheter into? Like it's not sexual in any way at all.
It's not sexual in any way. It's just a job. It's what you do. It's like looking things up on a computer if that's what you do for a job. It's like putting things into a spreadsheet for your girlfriend.
Yeah, putting something in something.
The nurse. It's just like anything else that you do at a job. There's nothing even remotely sexual about it.
I understand the reservations that some people might have if they date someone who works in the sex industry, for example, and it is their job to turn people on. I get that. But you need to understand that the way that your girlfriend sees penises, especially while they are at work, is very different to in the bedroom.
Yeah. I mean, even if you were dating like a plastic surgeon who specialized in like breasts or something, like maybe even then I could be like, oh, yeah, maybe, but popping catheters in and out, there's just nothing even a little bit.
If anything, you should be grateful that your girlfriend wants to see your penis after everything that they've gone through.
After what she sees every day. The other thing is, like, I mean, I don't know. I have no experience as a nurse. I don't know that many nurses or medical professionals, but I would imagine that you see so many every day. Like, imagine, you know, it's just like a male gynecologist, right? You see, you don't just see attractive, you know.
No, it is your job to look at problematic vaginas as a gynecologist. That's why people go to a gynecologist.
You look at vaginas of everybody. As someone who inserts catheters, you insert catheters. It's not just Chris Hemsworth who comes in with a giant penis and you're like, oh, let me pop in a catheter into him. It's John who's come in with a problem and he's 85, right? It's everyone, right?
Okay. So you guys have, finish your point.
All I'm saying is it's not sexual. Don't worry about it, Ronnie. And I think this is something that you're going to have to, I think, overcome within yourself. I think it's probably, I don't want to be a dick, but maybe there's a bit of insecurity within you surrounding that maybe you should speak to somebody about. But it's just part of her job. It's just what she does for a job, and there's nothing bad about that.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're feeling unsure, I've just got a little bit of advice for Ronnie. Mm-hmm. Go to a hospital and maybe like just go into the emergency room and look for someone that you would be uncomfortable with your partner touching, for example. People who are at hospital are not at their best, let's say. Like, even if they're hot, it's not a time to be thinking about that.
Especially when you're pumping a catheter in. Like, I've got to be honest, like, I've been to the emergency room, I mean, not often, but every now and then I've been to doctors, and I've been to doctors who have seen me junk, right, men and women, and I don't think ever have I gone to a medical study and gone, oh, this is hot.
Yeah, it's not Grey's Anatomy. Like, Ronnie, now that you've heard the opinion of the people that you wanted to hear, you're going to hear from me. Don't be fucking ridiculous. Do not be ridiculous, Ronnie. You are a fool if you think that your girlfriend is getting turned on by the penises that she's inserting catheters to. Do you know how gross that is? It's a perfectly normal and necessary medical procedure. Think of what your girlfriend is doing. It is not sexy at all. And even if it was sexy, she's at work and she's a professional. I recently watched a documentary about sex workers in the UK, and all of them hated their clients, even though their job was to have sex with them and pretend to be enjoying themselves. Their literal job is sex, but because it is a job, that's how they view it. They're not going, oh my God, I can't wait to leave my boyfriend for this guy. They're at work and that's a sex worker. Imagine a nurse. It's even less so. Their job is to save people's lives and to help people medically. They are not thinking about doing the deed with their patients. And even if they did, they wouldn't ever move on that feeling, because it's extremely unprofessional, and nurses are some of the most incredible people in the world with the work that they do and the sacrifices they make.
Also, you can't, but don't know if this needs to be said, but you can't really do anything when you've got a catheter in, so it's off the table anyway, is what I'm saying.
That's an excellent point.
I've never had it. I hope to never have it. I mean, I know it's often unavoidable and necessary for all sorts of things, but I hope I never have to have that.
Didn't we have a friend who had to have that? They had to put a pipe down the urethra because of
The shaft.
Yeah, wasn't it like a twisted ball or something? Testicle.
Yeah.
It's not sexy.
There is a
There is a
term for it. I know who you're talking about, and it's happened a few times to them, which is
hadn't it? poor bloke. So Ronnie, yes, you're being quite silly, and don't be so insecure, and get over it. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
It's been a while since we've all, like, vigorously really agreed like this.
Yeah, I mean, Ronnie, I love you, Ronnie, but you've been a little bit ridiculous. Actually, not a little bit ridiculous, a lot ridiculous.
Here's another suggestion. Just if this is at all an option, which it is at some hospitals, I guess, see if you can go to work with your girlfriend one day and see how you can stomach it.
Also, not to mention, aside from the patient, like, nurses are spit on, and when I say spit, I don't mean like people spitting on them because they're angry at them.
Well,
I mean, like, they get bodily that would happen as well, but they're covered in bodily fluids. They work huge long shifts on their feet. They barely get a break. They're exhausted. The last thing they are thinking about is having sex with anybody. And like Jack said, or was it Franco, count yourself lucky that your girlfriend still wants to look at your penis after the work that they do.
Yep.
Seriously.
Be careful. She might want to pop a catheter in your penis when she hears about your opinion.
See, if she had turned around to you and gone, my kink is inserting catheters, and then it's like, hey, babe, guess what I have to do for work? Then sure, maybe feel a little insecure. But I doubt that that's her kink.
And if it is her kink, then run, because you're her partner.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, I've heard it's not pleasant.
Just to humour Ronnie a little bit, Sasha. If Shane turned around to you and said, I want to be a gynecologist, would that make you uncomfortable?
That is completely different. That is completely different. Ronnie hasn't met his partner, and she's been sitting around, she's a bloody, I don't know, a teacher, and then she goes, you know what, honey, I'm going to go into the medical profession, and do you know that I'll get to stick catheters in guys' penises? That is not the same thing. I will say, though, being a female, we often have to there's a lot of things, unfortunately, that we have to go to the doctor for and show our private areas to. And I, like, made it a point in my head when I first had to go and get a bloody pap smear. And you just have to remember that they have seen every type of whatever, every vagina, every penis, every iteration, big, small, bulging, covered in bumps. Yeah. They've seen it all, hairy, not hairy. Like, they do not care. Their job is to provide medical care for you, and that is all they are thinking about when they are looking and doing what they need to do down there. And it's so shit being a woman and having to do all of that stuff. I mean, you guys don't really, unless you have like what, like a weird growth or something or an STD check, you don't really have to show your dick to doctors very often, do you?
You do have to get, when you reach a certain age, you have to get the old prostate checked. I mean, that's one thing that.
Oh, yeah, but you're like 50. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hasn't happened to me yet.
No.
You do occasionally have to show you, get your little tacker out for the doctor, you know, depending on what you're going to get checked. So, jeez. You know.
Yeah, look, I have in the past. I think most guys have for one thing or another, but it's not as definitely not as common as it is for women because you need to get checks from a much younger age than men do.
Yeah, luckily now they've changed it for women, so you only have to get a pap smear every 5 years, whereas it used to be once you were sexually active or once you turned 18, and then it was like every 2 years you were supposed to go and get a bloody pap smear. It is
worst. You still need to get your first when you're relatively young compared to what guys
need to do. I don't know. I feel like maybe it's 25 now. Check your local guidelines if you're listening to this and you're not sure. Yes. I'm not a doctor.
Yes.
Go on to your local health organization's
this
website.
Is not medical advice.
Don't check for
not
yourself.
Medical advice at all.
I went to get a skin cancer check, my first ever skin cancer check other week at the dermatologist, which, again, especially if you're in Australia, you should definitely get your skin checked.
Definitely I do it every 12 months.
Very important to get done.
Yeah. Do they have a guideline for that? Was yours like, because I know they say I'll get your skin checked, but like when? Like, is it an age thing?
No. I thought I should just get it done because I've never had it done before.
Yeah, I think it's different for different people. I go more often because I've got like a family history and things like that. But but yeah, like I go every 12 months. I think maybe the standard is every 24 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fuck, I should go. Oh, really? Get checked.
I'm a moly person as well, and I know moly people. I'm very pale, so
the
you
odds
know.
In Australia is that 50% of people at some point will have a melanoma.
Wow.
So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, you should probably get checked.
Most people who are older people that I know have had a skin cancer removed.
Yeah, a lot of people, very common in Australia. I went and thankfully she said, you're not very moly at all, but whack on the sunscreen because you're very fair-skinned. Mm-hmm. But I'd never been before and I had to strip. I had to put on a little robe.
Did they put music on for you and get you a police hat or something? I had to strip.
No, I wish. That would have been fun. I had to pop on a little robe and then she just sort of started looking around. She looked everywhere. She checked out me tacker. So
really? You know, for a skin check?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So thankfully I don't have to have anything cut out of there. But it was the first time in a long time that I've had a doctor just kind of like, and she was cool. She was just like,
yeah,
I'm just going to have a look here. And I was like, all right.
Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. So yeah. Guess we're going for it.
Mine didn't do that. And I don't know if mine did something wrong or if yours went a bit extra. one of our doctors is doing something.
Has done the wrong thing. She then went around to the old bum and checked in inside the cheeks of the old bum.
Really? So, holy crap.
So,
I think mine did do that.
That's so awful.
I was trying to like, I was kind of like, oh, don't go too far. but she was like, she was getting in there and I was like,
no,
because okay.
It's funny you say that because in preparation, if I have to go have a pap smear or when I was getting laser done, I would make sure I'd had a shower that morning and I would also take baby wipes with me to use prior to seeing the person.
Because, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for you because for me, I'm like, I just want to make sure because that'll relieve my anxiety. If I know I'm clean, there's nothing hanging around, then I don't have to feel anxious because that's the only reason I'd feel anxious is if I was dirty for whatever reason. So I make sure I have my shower and do my baby wipes before I go into the examination room so I don't have to think about, uh-oh, is there something hanging around that shouldn't
thankfully it was an early morning appointment. I was like, oh, have I done a poo since I showered this morning?
Yeah, because that's
and
the
then
thing.
She's like looking in there and she's like, oh, what's that? And I'm like, oh, I hope that's actually something on my
Oh, you poor fucker.
So that was a fun time.
Yep. Take baby wipes to those things just in case.
Apparently.
That's my advice.
Franco, I think you got to go get your tacker checked out. I don't know what. I don't know what's.
Well, I don't want to go and ask for that as well, because that's a whole different thing.
You have to ask.
Can you look downstairs, please?
Can you just
I guess they were just being super thorough. I thought skin checks, 100%, but I thought skin checks would be like where your skin is exposed to the sun. So obviously your face, your midsection, your torso, and then like your legs. But why?
It can develop anywhere. Like there's a lower chance, but it can happen. Yeah.
Okay.
And your doctor doesn't know you. Your doctor doesn't know whether you go out naked and sunbake in the backyard. So, you know, we've had listeners of the show who suntan naked. So
I'm a fan of a nude beach.
I've done it before.
Yeah, it's great. It's very freeing. It's very nice.
See, you're going to have to get your tacker checked.
I don't have a tacker. I'm a lady.
Franco.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have to get your fanny checked.
I
was wondering what word he was going to use.
Have we wrapped yet? I think it's time to wrap.
That's it.
We're still going. Oh, can we go?
Can we go, please?
Don't forget to send through your questions at Can We Help You Podcast on all your socials or canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Go get your tackers and your fannies checked. And until next time, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.